This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that today is doing kind of a shorter episode. And instead of a draft, for the first time ever, we are doing an All Fantasy Everything mailbag.
What?
Yes, with questions mailed in from you.
The listener.
There it is.
The Mofkin listener.
The Mofkin listener.
Somebody on Twitter, they asked about a story about Shane, and I was like, kale hair, and they go, I want to hear that. So real quick, Shane was eating a fucking salad one time.
Oh, and kale hair.
Got some kale.
Just right up top.
The first thing,
I haven't introduced, I mean, everybody knows that it's the two of you on there. I haven't even tried.
He was eating a salad? Who was he trying to impress?
He didn't know, but he just got kale in his beard, and Zach put a video on the internet before Shane even knew he had it in his hair. Oh, because he's a prick. Anyway,
yeah.
Got
was
it out
that
of the
Oh Honey story too?
Got it out of the way. What
is that? Oh Honey, or is that a different story?
It's a different story.
All right, cool.
We'll save it.
Yeah.
Wait, can I also say before we go any further, shout out to I'll just say your Instagram name. Then you get a follower.
Am I
going to
follow it too?
Aaron, my man, Big Lunch 88.
Ooh.
Came out in Springfield. We pounded some beers. Came back to the hotel. Drank some beers with me and Keith 30.
Hell yeah.
We talked wrestling. We talked some basketball. Good dude. Thanks for coming out and driving 3.5 hours to see me.
That's weird. You switched it up and had a couple drinks after a show, huh?
Yeah, I just figured I'd start trying it out.
Hard to do kettlebells after every show, man.
Yeah,
like, at some point you start getting too jacked.
I'm too hard looking.
I'm too amped.
No one's going to laugh at it. Terrified, you know?
Big shout outs to everyone who came out in Houston to the Come and Take a Comedy Festival. That was awesome. A lot of All Fantasy Everything fans came out. We did a live episode that may or may not ever see the light of day. But yeah, people came out to the festival. It was awesome. Thank you for coming. Thank you for buying me drinks and chilling.
Got
to
do that.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
Thank you to who came out last night?
Ben Oaken?
Ben and his husband?
Zach was his husband?
Yep.
Yeah.
You guys were sweethearts. Thank you for coming out.
Yeah, they were. They came out to the show. That was awesome.
Yeah, I was stoked about it.
Okun or Oka, whatever his name is, man. You were there. That was rad. Yeah, so shout out to everybody. Thank you so much for coming and supporting us live. We truly appreciate it. So what we're gonna do, a bunch of you sent in questions. I just put the word out today because we didn't know if we were gonna be able to even do a show, and we have a small window of time, so we're just going to answer some of your questions.
Busy. Yes. Boys.
Yeah, we're busy boys. We wanted to give you we wanted to make sure, we know it sucks traveling on Thanksgiving. It's gonna suck for me traveling on Thanksgiving tomorrow.
I'm going to go to wine country with Zach.
Might be going to wine country with Zach.
You're gonna go to
I wouldn't go anywhere with Tuscany. You're not coming back.
Or you could stay down here in slime country with me, man.
Slime.
Drink some 40s.
That's what's up. If it weren't for the Carmel clan, I'd be staying down here.
Yeah, it'd be great. We could go to the Build Your Own Soda Station. Just play jazz together.
I may have to work on Friday, too. Neither here nor there. Nothing fun about work.
Where it is in Glendale.
Yeah.
So it is there.
In a state.
Yeah. I wouldn't go. I mean, Zach, you know, he's our friend and everything, but I feel like, dude,
we'll see.
You're gonna end up in a basement.
I buckle, man. I buckle hard to peer pressure.
I know.
So whoever pressures me more, I'm like,
which is crazy because I just copped you a ticket to fly to Portland, so you're gonna have to come up.
I would fucking spit on Zach on my way out the door.
It's gonna be tough. It's gonna be tough to go to wine country. We can have this conversation off air.
Probably all of it.
So I mean, we have some fun questions here. I'm just gonna shout them out.
Just shout them,
and we're gonna answer what the main question we got,
mm-hmm.
the biggest one from a variety of people I think the first person to send it in was, Oh, yeah, Francis DiNardo was the first person to send it in, but a lot of people sent it in. They want to know how we all got to meet each other, how we all got to know each other in the first place. They want our origin story.
I mean, it was just stand-up.
No, it was the three finalists in the Big Dick Contest, wasn't it?
You looked, you guys, if you guys could have seen how happy Sean was telling that joke.
I thought of it like 10 seconds ago when I knew what he was going to ask. I'm like, oh, tight.
Sean is grateful for that
you
joke.
You looked like you couldn't believe you got to say it. Like, you didn't think you were going to get it out.
It's comedy, right? I'm like, yeah.
Race on the light.
So it was the Big Dick Contest. It was the Big Dick Contest,
yeah, 2011. Somehow, we were the three finalists, and none of us won. Yeah. It was fucked.
I remember pretty specifically meeting Ian. We were doing the Portland comedy competition.
Yeah, Portland amateur comedy competition.
We were at Dante's, and I didn't know anybody, and I was just watching basketball, and Ian came up and just started watching basketball, and then we just started talking.
Yeah.
And I was like, 10 seconds, I'm like, this is the dude. We'll be friends for quite some time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
I forget what game it was, but yeah, we were in that contest.
It was a playoff game because it was in, what's in April? The playoffs?
It was in April. Yeah. Yeah. So it was on, I don't think it was the Blazers. It was on early.
Yeah. It was like 5 o'clock.
And then we did the Portland Amateur Comedy Contest together and then just became friends.
Did anybody win? Did you guys win it?
Ian got first. I got fifth.
Yeah.
I took a gentleman's $50 out of the deal.
What'd you get for first?
$500?
Damn!
I'll tell you what I got for first was we all got hammered that night because Ian won first place.
I was buying drinks for everybody. We went to the space room and I was buying purple aliens and shit for people. Just the sweetest drink that like I couldn't even handle right now.
Oh, dude. Yeah. They were like, they look like little grimaces, like actual little grimaces.
Oh, yeah. You got to do that at least one time.
Yeah. The space room is like a cocktail bar, but not one of these, or like a tiki bar almost, but not one of these like classy, fun ones, like one with like.
Is it that place across from Mount Tabor?
Yep, 100%.
I've been there.
Yeah,
I got a cheeseburger in there.
Yeah. It's one of those joints.
Tots. Yeah, I get tots whenever possible.
When did you meet Dave? I remember when Dave and I first clicked. Really,
I remember when we first met though, and then that's okay.
What I'm thinking of is because I met David, but I don't. It was like Bridgetown, and we didn't really get
Amy
it done.
Amy introduced me to you,
but
Amy was like, "You need to meet Sean. He's like you."
Yeah.
I was like, huge dick.
I just come up with 240s and a giant dick. Yeah. It was High Plains at last year, and you were there too. And we were sitting on the couch, and I was like, this is the fucking. That was when I knew that you knew my name. Where I was like, David knows me. That's for me.
That's so weird because I knew you before that. Also, that weekend, we were all ripped out of the frame.
Yeah.
Holy
God.
Shit.
I had been on like a real clean diet for a month going into that.
Man.
And then threw it all away.
Not
the
place for that.
Threw
that
it
was
all
when,
away.
That was when me and you did the dab, and I blew it.
Oh,
in
shit. I remember that.
He was like, this guy who's like a weed magnate in Denver. Shout out Kayvon Kalipari.
Uh-huh.
That dude's going places.
Yeah, that dude's going all the places.
He's a big wheel.
He invited us to like, he invited us like upstairs to his secret office to smoke a dab. And he was like, yeah, man, we can smoke in here. Just like, try to hold it in. Just don't like blow it all out immediately. And I took a ripper and just like,
yeah, dude. It came out like I broke the glass on an aquarium.
Like Lethal Weapon 2 when Mel Gibson breaks that aquarium. Like,
yeah.
None of us were holding it in, by the way. No. What are we?
I don't know
that
who
shit's
we thought
hard
we were.
To do.
What?
That Kayvon dude, I think I met him with another guy in Denver. This other dude's name was Doug. And later on in the night, I was like, hey, what up, Doug? And to that Doug guy, and he goes, oh, it's Doug, actually. He thought that I thought his real name was Dog. When I go, what's up, Dog? And he goes, no, it's Doug. And I'm like, I fucking know your name's not Dog, dude.
So that's how we met.
Yeah, that's right.
There it is.
David, I feel like you and I really bonded that one night just talking about how we didn't like...
didn't like the new Kendrick.
The new Kendrick that much. didn't like to Pimp a Butterfly. We're upstairs at Bridgetown.
Uh-huh.
And we just like ended up sitting next to each other drinking some beers and just talking kind of loose about to Pimp a Butterfly.
I was so happy because no one had... I hadn't been able to get that off my chest at that point.
Yeah. It remains an unpopular opinion, but the one I think is gaining strength.
I think so.
Yeah.
It is for sure.
We're on the right side of history.
Well, because people were scared to say they didn't like it when it came out because it's Kendrick Lamar.
And it was so dense.
Yeah.
It's like, do I like Atlas Shrugged? I don't know. It's big.
Yeah. It's really hard to get through. Turns out, no. I don't like that or To Pimp a Butterfly that much. So that's how we all got to know each other.
Yeah.
Here's a question from Daniel Harlow.
Sup, Dan.
For all of you, what is your personal favorite nickname for Shane Torres?
The Hispanic Titanic, man.
That's a good one.
All day.
I like Wyatt Burp.
That's right.
I actually do love Old Sampler Platter.
Old Sampy P, dude.
Just because I've had a few people say it to me, and whenever somebody says it in real life, it's so funny.
Somebody said it at Come and Take It. They're like, where's Sampler Platter? The people want Shane Torres. Shane, you got to come west, dude.
Yeah,
dude.
Come west.
By the way,
west.
Everybody keep
pack your
doing
hobo
that.
Bindle.
He said that he was at a restaurant, not at a venue, like by the venue, and somebody came up and whispered Sampler Platter while he was eating, and I'm like, fuck yeah.
That's so
funny. Let's keep that. Let's make that a movement.
Yeah, that's amazing.
If you, AFE fans, if you're out and about and you see Shane Torres eating, whisper in his ear.
Yeah.
Sampler platter. $20 a head.
Send him a sampler platter. Right. Yeah. If you're in a restaurant that has a sampler platter, just buy one for the table.
That would be you just can't go to a fucking Red Robin anymore.
The gentleman at the booth has sent you a sampler platter.
Those two ladies over there want you to have this sampler platter, and they poured water all over it to send a message.
Yeah, so those are three good ones. Here's a fun question from Ben Kula. Okay, this is an amazing question. I haven't heard this before. You have 100 pounds of bee you have to fight against. How do you split that up to try and have it be the most successful? I.e., do you fight just one 100-pound bee, 25-pound bees?
Oh.
You know?
Oh.
God, yeah. A 5-pound bee sounds
horrifying. And he says,
horrifying.
Keep in mind the bees are sized relative to how heavy a normal bee is. One bee weighs 1/4,000th of a pound. So a 1-pound bee is still fucking huge.
Really?
A 1-pound bee is still huge?
Yeah.
I would so, probably...
100 pounds of bee.
So a 100-pound bee would
do
be
I
like
got
as big as this
on
room?
Me? Do I got my tools?
I don't think it's just you, man. I think this is a hand-to-hand thing.
Yeah, dude, you got David and Bori right and left. Give him
so
a
here's
piece.
What I think. If I bump them up to like 4 to 5 pounds,
yeah.
I need them to be big enough that I can grab them by the stinger.
Yeah, right?
You know what I'm saying?
That's I feel like that's call. A 10-pound bee.
Okay, so then I take 10 10-pound bees.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
If I can grab it by the stinger, I grab two, bulk them together. That's three down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sandwich them.
And if it's huge, it's not going to be... Because if it's huge, the I feel like the tail isn't going to be able to impale me because they're too big. They won't... Because are they coming in backwards? Like,
well, I bet you those wings get going pretty fast when they're big, and those could probably
yeah. But they're cumbersome. They're really like, they don't fly. They fly, but the flight of the bumblebee, they don't fly like that well, right?
I'm fighting the 100-pound bee.
You're fighting
the one. I know that's a huge bee.
Isn't that like?
I know that's a huge bee.
That's like as big as this room, isn't
no,
it?
No, it can't be as big as this room.
How big is a 1-pound bee? If a normal bee is how big?
1/4,000th of a pound, according to Ben Kula.
So... A 1-pound bee is 4,000 times the size of a bee.
Of one bee?
Is that
so
what?
Am I
a moron?
It's like a pinata.
That's
like,
what he says is for. It would take 4,000 bees to make a pound of bees.
Well, here's what I'm saying. I don't know if your science checks out.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Kula, I feel like
I'm not
100%
sure that's accurate.
Yeah, this is a
it can't be 4,000. Either way, I can't let them gang up on me. Or, you know what you do is you just fight however many normal bees that is.
It's also a bee, though.
God,
it's like,
grip.
I'm just going to, you can punch through it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You can rip its wings off.
Fuck
if you're ripping
right
wings off, once you rip the wings
there
off,
you
it's
go.
Not an issue.
Yeah. The size to rip the wings off. Cause you
Yeah, whatever it, size I can rip, because then I just, because even if you rip
just
one
popping
wing,
wings.
Yeah, pop, even pop, if you pop, pull pop, one pop. Wing off, it's still going to fall.
So you just got to get your back against the wall.
Yeah. Like the
so
raid.
They can't sneak up on you.
You just go in the bathroom and just crack the door and be like one at a time. Come on.
Sanan, sanan.
That's
so
a Ben Kula,
question. So that's how well, did you ever answer?
Yeah, I mean, one, 101 pounders, I guess. That sounds fucking gnarly, though.
You
gotta
worry about fatigue, though.
Here's a
no,
question.
I've never been tired, actually.
Robert Anderson sends in. Who among you would be the best nude model for an art class?
I don't know.
Listen, that's like, pick your favorite child.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. You're going to have to make that call.
Yeah, we tied in the big dick competition.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, how much room do they got in there?
And what's your flavor?
Yeah, what are you
These
trying,
are
what
three are... very different flavors.
Yeah, there really is.
I don't think that's fair, pal.
I don't know. I've got like chest hair and shoulder hair. That would be like hard to shade in.
Yeah.
I got the body hair is just, it's up there.
Yeah.
And that, I got, I got a weird torso.
Yeah.
That I'm not thrilled about. And I got bingo wings, little bird arms. I don't need that.
Bingo wings.
David, you know I think it might be, I think you might be the most intriguing nude model, David.
I think it would be like an interesting thing. Like you couldn't look away.
Yeah.
Yeah. There. All right, David.
All right. Not a contest I thought I was
going to win. Son of a bitch.
When I woke up this morning.
Let's find. Oh, here's one. Tom Sturdy wants to know. Tom Sturdy?
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah. He wants to know how you spell the kosh and throwing kosh into the wind.
I spelled it C-A-U-T.
C-A-U-T.
Because I thought it was short.
So it was just like kosh. Okay, cool.
What a fucking idiot I am.
No,
I can't.
Don't be like that.
I listened to that not too long ago. And I was like, I sounded so dead serious. I was like, wait, is that short for caution? Thinking I was going to blow all your hair back. And I did not.
I wish that I could somehow isolate that and make that my ringtone.
God, I know, too. Just that moment. Just the
just
feeling.
Just like that 1 minute, like a 1 minute clip of that. Whenever somebody's calling me.
I wish there was a drug I could take that gave me the feeling.
Oh, my God. Right after. If I could take kosh pills, I would shoot kosh into my fucking eyeballs, dude. That's so good.
Jake Pettit asks, have you ever eaten out of the trash?
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
How easy that was. Yeah. I've pulled tons of shit. I've never eaten like out of a mall or
no,
a street
I haven't
garbage
been,
can.
No. But like in a house or at a party?
I've gone and taken like... thrown away ranch and got that back out. Be like, I wasn't actually done with this.
There's still a little more in there.
Yeah.
I've definitely taken like pizza and donuts off the top of the trash before.
I've used toilet paper out of the trash if you want to get real into it.
I've used ads out of the trash for toilet paper.
Yeah.
In my earlier, when I was really running wild.
Newspaper, get that newsprint on your butt.
Yeah, whatever. I got your discounted lumber.
Ball sack is the times.
I'll go to Lowe's when...
Jake Pettit had another fun question. What's the best song I've never heard? So I think what that means is, what's like a cut you would recommend to someone that maybe is like kind of outside of the mainstream?
I have
two because like I don't know how into pop music our listeners are.
Sure,
I've been feeling "Sign of the Times" by Harry Styles recently.
You have, and so have I. It's
and "Bad Liar" by Selena Gomez. Those are like sincerely two of my favorite songs of the year.
It's so good. I fucking love that song.
Reality. Yep. Actuality. And it's got that Talking Heads bass line in the background.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Those are two cuts, man. Like that Harry Styles song, I want to like sing along to it and cry and soon.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I mean, I'm going to say an Atmosphere song just because they're the best.
Do they follow you on Twitter?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. And I fucking love it. It's called Ha. This one is about alcohol too. But it's just off of one of the Sad Clown EPs from like a decade ago.
Is this an Insane Clown Posse thing again?
No, it's an Atmosphere thing.
What would
you call them, the Wild Wacky Circus Crew?
Wacky Circus Gang. We're talking about the Wacky Circus Gang?
You want to talk about a cut from ICP? Talk about Great Malenko, dude. The beat's still on
Malenko.
Point.
Malenko. I'm going to recommend a few more. If you like indie rock, Drunk Driver / Killer Whales by Car Seat Headrest.
Who did you show me last night that I'd never heard of?
Oh, Phoenix.
Yeah, Phoenix.
Yeah.
I have heard of Phoenix.
They were
Phoenix
great, is good. Dude.
Yeah. God.
Also, that YouTube video of Prince playing the halftime show. It's a deep cut. Watch that.
Yeah.
That is
fucking
a deep
fantastic.
Cut. Oh, I got a song.
Yeah.
They Say by Denver rapper Trev Rich.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, What's Up, Fat Lip by Fat Lip.
That song is so good.
Yeah, and I feel like it never gets the love it deserves.
It never does.
Nobody ever talks about it. It's incredible.
Dude, Fat Lip is fucking... Yeah, that song is great.
That song is good.
Yeah, it's really good. Oh, also, I've been listening to the Starlito tape. If you can even find it, it's called Step Brothers. And the song Fortune. Off of the newest Starlito.
That's one of those mixtapes, right?
Yeah. I think it might be on Spotify.
There's this band that Nick Harris turned, the manager at Helium Comedy Club turned me on to. It's called Laney, and there's a song called Dumb Stuff. Really good. Kind of poppy, but I've never heard of it in my entire life.
Dumb Stuff. It would be the perfect theme song for this podcast if we didn't already have the perfect theme song. Here's a couple of interesting questions. And what Mike McAllister asks, what's your most formative experience outside of comedy in the last 10 years?
What am I, 30?
Yeah.
Outside of comedy in the last 10 years? Oh, man, my DUI.
Oh, yeah.
If I didn't get a DUI, I wouldn't have moved to California. I wouldn't have gotten a job at the casino. I wouldn't have started comedy. I'd have just been in Elizabeth.
Right. What do you think you would have been doing without... that
I would probably be like a manager at the call center. Yeah. Have a girlfriend that like maybe I would just be ready to commit to a marriage situation.
Yeah. One of those where you've been dating for 8 years, but you're like just now getting married.
Because like
yeah.
I don't want to marry her because then she's going to want me to get rid of the Monte Carlo and get like an Explorer for the snow.
Right, right, right.
Like that kind of thing. We live.
You got a Monte Carlo in this?
In this because I'm a manager at the call center. That's what
yeah, he's doing all right.
All right.
And then, you know, yeah, probably live over off of like Havana and the Aventine, like those super tall apartments across from the Popeyes. And just like smoke weed with the homies on the weekend.
I'll buy that.
Maybe get into pool or fantasy football or something.
Mm-hmm. Right. I was so into pool back in the day.
Oh, yeah. I had
my own queue like a dickhead. I would just walk into the nickel spot.
You had your own queue?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
No bag either, like Forrest Whitaker in The Color of Money. Just fucking.
You had a dry queue?
Uh-huh.
You pulled it out of your pants, you fucking asshole.
I just walked in, wheeled it around, be like, I'm just kidding. It's a queue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who got 20 on it?
You are good at nunchuck.
I'm very good at nunchuck, yeah.
Yeah.
My most formative experience is moving to Portland. Does that count?
Did you do that for comedy?
I did, but I didn't do stand up towards the end of me living in Sioux Falls. I didn't do stand up. I just worked at a bar and I was in you think I drink a lot now. I was in horrible shape.
Yeah.
I didn't do shit. I just got drunk constantly. I was up till like 5 every night, slept till 4, bartended, didn't do stand up for like 2 years. So moving to Portland eventually was to do stand-up, but it also was just to get right. Like, I went on a diet, yeah. I quit smoking, I went running every day, and I just, like, lived in a new city for the first time, which gave me a whole new lease on life.
Yeah.
And that changed my entire life for the better. I can't imagine what would happen if I didn't move.
See, now, when was Nicole?
Like 12 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Or something. She sent me a message the other day.
That's right.
Whoa, yeah. We gotta talk about that off air.
Yeah, all right. Well, it was a very sweet message. Yeah. It was the first time I got a message because we haven't talked or corresponded in like 8 years. And the other day she goes, hey, I stumbled across your podcast and my heart didn't sink, you know? I was just like, oh, cool. And I asked about her kids and stuff. It was great. She was really nice and all that. So no ill will. It was cool.
I mean, if you want to talk to me, Nicole, though, the beef's still on.
The beef is still hot. Oh, it's hot.
I keep it sizzling.
It's hot in the skillet over here.
I just wanted to listen because every time I say your name, you go, Nicole!
Korean Nicole! Beef.
Yeah, that was like, that was after I moved to Portland that she got married. So, yeah, shit.
For better or worse, I think mine was starting to smoke weed. Which happened when I was about 25 years old. So that was within the last 10 years.
That's a lot of people's.
It's a good move.
Yeah.
It's good that you started when you were an adult.
Yes, I feel very good about that.
You, man. I'm so glad. You would have lost a lot of years to basement.
So much. I don't think I'd have been a good, I don't think I'd have been like a, I don't know. I don't think I would have been a good young weed smoker. I think I would have loved it too much and gotten like way too into it.
Right.
That is the trap. That's what people do. And then they end up wearing like ponchos and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which I had one. But it was before I smoked weed.
I'm picturing
just super chill.
I was just real chill.
It was purple, wasn't it?
No, it was, I had like a kind of a red, white, and blue, but not, it didn't look like the flag, but it was just those three colors.
Did you ever call it a rug?
Yeah, a drug rug. Even though I didn't do drugs. It was that, or there was that girl who I dated right before I moved to LA.
Mm-hmm.
You know her.
Yep. Yep.
She like that whole experience was very.
It was a trip for sure.
For me, it was not a healthy relationship. Pretty emotionally damaging.
Woof.
But you knocked those out.
But it taught me because I mean my first relationship, my college girlfriend mm-hmm. was like so. It was really good and like, but it was you know. Not very much an adult relationship, and like, I came out of it without a lot. I didn't have a ton of tools for like dating or like being equipped, for the world or anything like that.
And you need.
And then
that,
I went right into the most the most tumultuous thing I'd ever been involved in my entire life.
That's how it goes, right?
Dude, yeah, you just get like, I was like fucking sinker. It was a real sink or swim situation.
Young hard love, man.
Yeah,
young hard love.
And
outside of her house, screaming.
For real. Like actually.
Checking your phone, breaking cell phones.
Checking the phone so much. Your heart just feeling like it is like getting like squeezed in a vice.
You feel good, Jessica? I broke my Rough Riders Nokia cell phone case. for you.
My ESPN end zone phone or whatever.
Dude, there's a fucking PlayStation controller graveyard that's got Tammy's name written all over it.
Fuck you.
I'm playing Tony Hawk, just snapping controllers. And she'd be like, you cool? I'm like, I'm good. Yeah, what? I'm not going to say I just looked up and snapped eight controllers.
It really grew me up quick.
Yeah.
And I eventually was like, there was a night when like she had blown off plans with me that I was super excited about.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the night I put on Facebook way back in the day, like, all right, I'm moving to LA, everybody. So like,
oh, you just decided?
I had been talking about it. I don't know if I've really talked about this before. I've been like thinking about LA. I've been talking about it with my family and all that stuff. I'm not even sure if I knew I had Montreal yet, but I think maybe I did. But I was just like, then I just put it out there. I was like, all right, I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Now you gotta, because once you say it, once you really say it, you gotta do it.
And I was like, I'm out of here. There's no future in this. As much as I, you know, wish there was, or maybe not even, you know, whatever. Yeah. And she wasn't like the only, like I was making terrible mistakes in that relationship too.
Yeah.
I should never have been in it in the first place, and was also, you know, it was like equal parts, just two people
there.
Being crazy. Yeah, you were there.
I was right next to you.
Yeah, I don't mean to throw her under the bus at all. We were both under the bus.
Some people are just bad for each other.
Yeah.
Like in that good way. Like, it's like, you're good at kissing, but other than that,
well,
you're
we're not,
bad
we were not reading the Bible every night either. You know, I mean, we were, there was stuff, other stuff in the mix. Like
it was way, but it was way more emotionally tumultuous than anything. Like anyway, so that was maybe. That and weed. So
that and then, you know, weed.
And then every, the coin.
With the drug.
But those, but the first 15 are all comedy things. So
it's like that's what informed my life more than anything.
Yeah. So good questions, Mike McAllister.
Hell yeah, Mikey.
Going in there.
All right.
Thinking about old stuff.
Here's a good quick one. Danielle LeSage asks, based on my loving All Fantasy Everything, what other podcast should I be listening to? Just this one.
Yeah.
I fucking
go back, listen to the back episodes.
I sucked with podcasts.
Buy different phones and listen to it on that so you get our numbers up.
Go to like different go to a library and just see how many IP addresses they have and kind of download it on every computer.
Yeah.
The librarian starts to say something, just like write down her personal information and send that to us.
I mean, there it is right there.
Yeah, and we'll do what we've done.
People, I mean, like listen to the other, there's some other really good ones on HeadGum. Listen to Jake and Amir's podcast. That one. Yeah. We had the We Hate Movies guys on here. They seem chill.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fun one to listen to. Doughboys, John Gabris is High and Mighty.
Kyle's, what's Kyle's? Boogie Monster?
Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I listen to Drink Champs.
David listens to hip hop podcasts. Yeah. If you're into hip hop.
I used to listen to Tax Stone, but he's in prison now. That's probably my favorite podcast ever. But.
Other than I listen to only basketball podcasts.
Yeah,
so it's like
Shout out to Roundball Rock.
Yeah.
I listen to skateboarding podcasts called The Nine Club. That's about it.
we all
just fell into our role right there.
Yeah.
We really did.
Yeah. Hard. I don't even think you would necessarily like that if you like this is the other thing. Like, tax season is not all fantasy. It's very different.
Okay, Michael Firkins asks, Young Firkins in the building.
Firkenstein.
Firkins in the building. Worst night of drinking at college or a college story in general?
Ah.
I got a dank one.
Go ahead.
I've been to one frat party in my whole life.
Yeah.
And this girl Megan invited me in speech class. She's like, you should come to my boyfriend's frat tonight. His name's Brad Hamilton, who's the main character in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, that's hilarious. And she goes, why is that hilarious? And I go, he's the main character. And so we laughed. Walk into this frat party. Dude comes down the stairs. I go, you're Brad Hamilton. That's fucking awesome. And he's like, why? And I go, it's just funny. That's the main character in Fast Times. And he goes, get out. I just left. It was the only time I've ever been in a...
Damn, you just rolled out?
I was solo, and there were like 30 of them.
Oh, yeah. That's why you can't be going to house parties by yourself.
I was 18. I was
No,
just
I
like...
know. That's like the age where you start learning that.
Yeah, I learned it. I was like, peace. Went and drank a 40 and watched Top Gun with Adam.
There you go. That sounds like a better time.
Yeah. Way better.
Nobody wants to be the one dude in the party. Oh, cool. Another dude showed up. Everybody's going to be super happy I'm here.
Hey, where's the beer at? It's at a different house, fucking jerk.
It's at the 7-Eleven New Year crib. I have one. I went freshman year of college. I went to visit my friend who was going to the University of Oregon. I went to Southern Oregon University. So it was a woman who went, this my friend Tracy, and I went up there, and I had a fifth of spiced rum, and I drank all of it, and then just sort of got lost at U of O, and like I definitely blacked out and only have sparse recollection. I remember me running through a basement, like pounding on the walls, like, woo, like that.
Get up.
I remember wandering around outside. I think somebody tried to pick a fight with me.
Hell yeah.
And I woke up in the showers, clothes, fully clothed, in the shower, but on a woman's floor, just passed out on the ground, wet. The shower wasn't running anymore, but I think it must have been for, so I woke up just like, whoa.
Hey, and then, hey-o.
Didn't have like a dry pair of clothes, so I had to just like make my way back to Ashland in that state.
What a bummer.
Yeah, it was terrible. After that, I didn't, well, no, that's not true. After that, I drank less fifths all at the same time.
Yeah. I only went to college for 9 months.
Yeah.
And they were like amateurs by the time I got there, because I went to college when I was like 21. But college age, one time when I was like 20, I was drinking, and my buddy was like, you want to go out tonight? And I was like, oh, man, I'm fucking drunk. I can't drive. And he was like, it's cool. We're riding. And he took the keys to my Chevy Lumina, and we go around all these places. And all I really can recall from the night is at one point being in the back and, like, slamming a half a 40 of Evil Eye. If you're from Colorado, you remember they had Evil Eye. There were these 12% 40s. And puking back into the 40 bottle.
Damn!
Oh, God. Like,
yeah.
Everybody in the car like, this dude's crazy! Like, they loved me for it. And then we just went to, like, 20 underground illicit spots. Like, at one point, we were in a trailer, and there were two dudes with a shotgun.
Yeah.
And I was just, like, trying to stand up. And then we were at this lady named Mental's house. And then I woke up on a bed at this apartment, if you're from Colorado, Arapa and 225 across the highway over there, at those apartments, I woke up on a bed with like five other people, and I was like, oh, what's going on? And I checked my pocket, and I had my keys, and I was walking out, and this kid, Andy Armstrong, who I didn't really know that well, but now I know him, like, what up, NY? He was sleeping in the doorway, and he like looked up at me, he's like, you leaving? I was like, yeah, man, I gotta go away from whatever this is. And he was like, all right, then. And he went back to sleep in the doorway. Open door. Like, just like, you know, that's why kids shouldn't have their own apartments.
That's what I'm saying.
But yeah, that was a night that was where I was like, the next day I was like, I gotta like figure out what the fuck I'm doing.
Rethink some stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because college was lame.
I didn't drink that much in college. I would have like a couple drinks at the house, but all I did was skateboard in college.
I went to a college in Oklahoma. It's 3-2 beer.
Yes.
So it was just like,
oh shit, that's right.
Yeah, so like, yeah, the most memorable thing, I peed the bed on a girl in college.
Really?
Yeah.
She was in the bed with you?
That's happened.
And you wet the bed?
It's happened twice to me in my life.
Damn.
Both, shout out to both women though for being crazy troopers about it.
Just being cool about it?
Never really giving me any shit, like, in the long run.
I wouldn't either, man. It's like, you know, I've been around that situation, and I never gave anyone shit about it.
One time a dude peed in my house at a house party.
Oh,
and
that's...
it was never cool with him again.
You can't be, though. That's different.
Yeah, that was different. He, like, was standing up and peed.
Oh, yeah,
no.
God,
like,
I've done that, and people were not cool.
Like,
about
peed
it.
Against the wall, and it was like, you can never come to another house party.
Yeah, you can't do that, man. Even if you do it, you gotta know where you're like, all right, I can't go back here.
Yeah.
I understand.
I dipped. We were at this dude's house. Oh, this is fuck. I went in the bathroom. I didn't like him all that much. I peed all over everything. And I came out, and I was like, shit, there's like six people here. The next person that goes in going to be like, come out, be like, Sean pissed all over everything.
He's
gonna know. So I go to my friend. I was like, we need to go right now. Like, right now we need to go. And I never heard anything about it. So
I've done that with puking, where I went to the bathroom and just at a house party and just like, yacked all over.
Oh,
and
God.
I was like, we gotta go. As soon as
you ever puke in a sink before and you're like, shit.
Yeah.
I was so close to the toilet.
That's exactly how you feel. You're like, shit.
Fuck. What?
God.
Fuck.
Now I have to like rip
scoop
out
it.
This.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's always just like just chunks of chicken or whatever.
I had to do that at a hotel once. I felt,
oh,
it was like,
man.
I
scooped
can't
the best
that.
I could, and then I left like a $50 tip.
Yeah, I've done, I feel bad for hotels.
Sometimes I leave a hotel pretty spick and span because I feel bad form. So really? I don't clean it, but I pick up all my garbage and like.
But I also don't let them in over the weekend.
I don't either.
Yeah. So you only had one. You didn't have to work the 2 days.
No.
All right, here's a fun one. TJ Matheny wants to know, if you could pull off a heist against any real world rich person, who would you target?
Uh-oh. That's gnarly. Who would I?
Obviously, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump's a good answer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fuck that guy.
I wouldn't stop.
Oh, man.
Martin Shkreli?
Yeah.
But he's in prison now? That guy sucked.
Suge Knight would be kind of, that'd be a story.
He's in prison, too.
Well, before he was in prison, imagine that. Be like, I robbed Suge Knight.
No, because I want to come up.
I'll catch up with you.
I want. Who were the Sally Mae guys?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
What I mean? I want to fuck the guys who fucked us.
Like, or like the Koch brothers or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, the Koch.
You know who I would want to do a heist against? Steve Wynn. He's like, he owns the Wynn Casino. He's like a big Republican. And then the other thing is, he owns a lot of priceless art. And then, so you could not just get money, you could steal a bunch of his art.
Yeah.
So then you'd have, like, fucking paintings and shit like that and money. And you fucked over a bad guy.
Who's Tammy Faye's husband?
Jim Baker.
I'd hit him in his prime.
Oh, yeah. That'd like have been
eight,
a good one.
Like 91 Baker or whatever. I would hit him for scamming so many
Would you then go Robin Hood and try to, like, give it back to these, like, old
tried,
people who
yeah,
got scammed?
To, or something. Or, yeah. Or, like, just, like... shine on in my own way. I don't know. I would just try to take it because he. That's the worst to me. It's the worst kind.
That is the worst. Yeah.
It's like you're the worst kind of person.
It'd be a fun. You might have to pop a couple like fucking shots off, like right near his head,
dude.
Like
I'd have
heat style where their ears start bleeding. Yeah. You see that black stuff? He can't hear you. You know, just like right near. Jim
dude,
Baker's
I think
head.
I'd have to do a lot of stuff because I'd also have to infiltrate the system, which yeah. means I'd have to go full deep cover. Like, this is a Donnie Brasco situation.
Okay.
It's not overnight.
You're getting
Yo,
fully
there's
infiltrated.
Some time.
Yeah. When I rob Wynn, this is a one night in
oh,
and out.
Oh, shit. Like a smash and grab.
Yeah, there's a smash and grab. There's okay. Repelling is involved.
Yeah, you got to repel.
Yeah.
You got to repel.
Something that none of your friends knew you could do is involved.
Yeah,
like
using
some
a
weird
service
talent.
Elevator.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to learn French.
Yeah, you have to time the service elevator.
Yeah, we've timed the service elevator.
Kind of like a sewer.
Keep yeah. the heaters in the dumbwaiter.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Just when somebody thinks they got me covered, I elbow the dumbwaiter and it opens.
Two silenced
Uzis. Silenced Uzis.
Silenced Uzis.
They were in the dumbwaiter the whole time.
Like that, dude.
I yeah. also like feel a, like Zach Toscani's the one who put him in the dumbwaiter.
Oh, yeah. Toscani like, put him in there.
He dressed up like he worked at the Wynn.
Uh-huh.
And then put the took like the, what's the, like the serving plate with the tin on top?
Oh, yeah. Where,
I can
yeah,
picture
just
it.
Like the, yeah. Yeah.
Like
I forget
where
what
you
called.
Pull it off.
Yeah.
Like, he put the two Uzis under there.
Like the voila.
Like, yeah. Send this up to floor 3. Yeah. He knew Carmel's up there.
And then later on, he kills somebody who we didn't need to.
Yeah, you're just like, whoa!
Like a bad guy, but he's like, what? Like we tied up a hostage and Zach just shoots him. And it's like, what? Why did you do that? You know?
And then you have, you know, you have to talk to him about it later, but you're in the moment.
Yeah.
You can't do it then.
Yeah.
You need him. Yeah.
So hell yeah.
Yeah, so. Sean, who did you pick?
I don't know. I don't know that I'd rob any.
Come on, you have to rob somebody.
I want to rob people who have shit that I want, like people that have tons of shoes, but I don't mind. They're not bad people.
So you'd like rob Ben Baller or like...
Well, like Dame Dash or something who
oh,
just got
but Dame
like,
Dash sold all his
fucking,
shoes,
did he really?
Yeah.
He said he only wore a pair of shoes once. I don't know that I believe that.
Rockefeller was spending crazy money.
Well, then maybe that's why I robbed all of his shoes and he said that he sold them because that's what I told him to say.
All right.
Michael Firkins also of the college question wants to know favorite current and classic NBA jersey. A couple people asked this actually.
Oh, dude, classic
the first.
Those old Minneapolis jerseys I love.
Which one?
The Lakers ones.
Oh, the MPLS.
Yeah.
With the light blue and the yellow.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely love them, and the old Nuggets jerseys too.
With the cityscape on
it.
Oh,
those are super dank. Shit,
the
you're probably gonna
ones?
Say that. Yeah.
See, what's funny is, instead of the old Nuggets, I like the old Supersonics with the skyline
mm-hmm. yeah.
and the green. I think that's just a real classic. And, like, yellow and green is, like, that was the only, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Head to toe in middle school, I had that. Head to toe.
Did you really?
Kemp jersey, Kemp shorts. And somehow I had green and yellow Nikes. I don't know what they were, but I had them.
Man, you were really about it.
Yeah. I used to love that Damon Stoudemire-era Toronto Raptors jersey with the dinosaur dribbling
uh-huh.
the ball.
I liked the Kenyon Martin Nets jersey.
Oh, those were good too.
Yeah, the gray one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, what else? I mean, I like the Blazers with the lowercase b back from like the Jerome Kersey, Clyde Drexler
era. Yeah,
yeah. Like late 80s. Currently, God, there's a lot of whack jerseys.
I like the current T-Wolves. I think they're real
cool. You do? I hate that one.
Really?
Interesting.
I can't stand it. I like the old T-Wolves with like the sil- the just the line that's the wolf's mouth or whatever.
Yeah.
But or the wolf's face. I don't like those new ones.
I like them. I mean, the
Celtics is a classic.
Mm-hmm. Celtics is forever going to be great.
Charlotte's cool colors. Yeah.
God. Chicago's always going to be
Chicago,
cool.
Chicago, yeah.
Who else?
The Trailblazers have a cool one.
I like the new Nuggets ones too.
I don't like light blue.
But they minimalize it. They have the ones that are majority.
Oh, that's true. I do like that one.
Yeah, because I don't like baby blue either.
Yeah.
I'm never going to pick.
You do like baby blue.
I'm a fan, dude. I love it.
I feel like you came up heavy in that North Carolina everything era.
I used to think I was in a gang, man. I had a Duke starter jacket. I had a North Carolina starter jacket. I had a Georgetown starter jacket. Every shade of blue you could get, I was like, well, yeah, I need it because I'm in a gang.
that light blue thing, man. It never made sense to me.
I think it's not good for fat guys.
It must not be good for fat guys.
I don't think it's good. When have you ever seen a fat dude in baby blue and you were like, keep on shining?
If you guys both had baby blue polos that were made out of like terry cloth?
No. Terry cloth? What the fuck are you trying to do to me?
Throwing out words?
I'm a fucking grandpa in Florida? What are you talking about?
I wanted to picture that.
Nah.
Or man. Like
dark blue.
Baby blue is cool.
Yeah. Didn't Fat Joe wear like velour baby blue sweatsuits?
He's not a style icon by any means.
Mr. Lean Back?
Fat Joe sucks at dressing.
Yeah, the only thing he ever did cool was that pink fucking leather jacket.
That was cool. Every now and then, he has cool sneakers, but like...
Like, yeah, I'm not looking to Fat Joe. Man.
Fat Joe's Puerto Rican Kevin Smith. I'm not interested. I'm not trying to dress like that.
What? Oh, man.
I haven't talked about Fat Joe in a while.
Oh, man. Puerto Rican Kevin.
Holy buckets.
All right, we have a few more questions on here. Here's one. David, feel free to chime in. But Brett McBride says, I'm planning a 3-day trip to Portland next year. What activities and restaurants would you say are overrated and underrated?
Oh, that's uh-oh. I don't.
A lot of overrated.
Oh, you think so?
I mean, everything's good, but it's not like... But man, I don't want to say anything bad about anywhere.
Remember, this isn't from a national profile.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I guess.
Let's ignore the overrated, underrated, maybe to an extent. I like Voodoo Donuts is like
you can go to the other
it's
one.
A good donut. There's two of them. There's one downtown, and that's like a really long line.
And there's multiple. There's one in Denver now.
Yeah, and there's cool those one. Are all over the place. Blue Star Donuts is also really, really good.
Oh, it's great. And it looks like a fucking emergency room in Spain in there.
Voodoo, what?
It's all white. Just everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
just,
yeah.
Yeah, like one of those.
I feel you. That's my bad for not picking it up.
Doctors or whatever.
I will say about Voodoo, so many people have said it's overrated that I feel like it's kind of become underrated again.
Donuts are
like
great.
The apple fritter is fucking good.
Yeah.
I love a good apple fritter.
Fire on the Mountain is amazing.
Obviously.
Underrated. Bunk sandwiches, I still think, and Bunk Bar specifically.
Yep.
Go to Bunk Bar because you can
place.
Get hammered.
Yep. The lighting's,
while and eat
the lighting's
sandwiches.
Fantastic.
It's the perfect bar.
It's not expensive. And it's kind of like, it's tucked back, so it's like kind of a destination,
Bunk,
so you don't have like people that don't mean to go there.
I sincerely can't recommend that place enough. Pock Pock, like, would you, Pock Pock's not overrated. Pock Pock is also, it's underrated. Those places are so good. The fish sauce wings.
What is it, Podna's up north?
Fish sauce.
Fish sauce chicken wings, dude.
They're good.
Next time we'll go. Next time we're all there, we'll go.
You gotta see what that's
like. Oh, they're dope, dude.
Ava Jean's is a dope restaurant. The Ace Hotel is fun to stay at. Departure at the Nines is cool. The strip clubs are as good as advertised, if that's the kind of thing you're into.
go to the food carts. Get your hands on that a little bit. It's a fun little...
Potato Champion, if that's still around. Tasty and Alder for breakfast is the fucking world champ.
Is it Tin Shed? I like Tin Shed a lot up on Alberta. It's dank. Actually, just going up to Alberta is fun. Just all the bars that you can hit in such a close... proximity. That's always a good time.
And the place that they sell 40s.
yeah, the 40s store.
The Colt 45 is the clown place.
Oh, yeah, they sell
real
talk
drunk in there.
Oh, the fun house.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be weird if you go there, but you can definitely get a dank Colt 45 for like $3.
Okay, cool. So that's, I mean, a good amount of advice,
sure.
I think.
Yeah.
Noah Bender has two fun questions. What is one food that you absolutely hate or refuse to eat?
Okay. Tapioca pudding.
Tapioca pudding?
Really?
I don't fuck with that texture.
Yeah, okay.
I won't eat a tomato. I won't eat a raw tomato. I'll eat tomato products, I'll eat a tomato on a sandwich. I will not eat just like tomato on a salad.
Like with like, or like with a salt, like a little salt.
100% no. No, I just can't do it.
I get it.
Sweet tomatoes. I will not, or not sweet tomatoes, sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes.
I will not.
Really?
I won't even take a bite.
Really? I think I could change your mind.
I won't take a bite.
Have you ever had mashed sweet potatoes with the marshmallows on
top? I've had sweet potatoes twice, and I immediately vomited both times. And
what was the way that you had them? Just boiled?
Orally.
No, they were both the like the Thanksgiving style.
And you just couldn't do it, huh?
I threw up immediately. Once when I was like 6, and once when I was like 14.
Huh. Man, so no sweet...
I'll try anything else. Like, wow. I try shrimp, and I hate seafood, and I'll try shrimp and all that, but...
You want to see sushi? That's one.
I'll try it. For sure, I'll try it. But sweet potatoes will not go in my mouth.
So here's Noah Bender's other question.
How much for a sweet potato?
He says, and this is, it's for a guy like me in college who is working towards a career in comedy, what do you wish you had done at age 19?
Got a real job.
Man.
Yeah.
Man.
I wasn't doing comedy at 19. I was fucking up.
So me neither. I was like years away from doing comedy. I was like 6 years away from starting stand-up.
I guess at 19, just be glad you have a plan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and understand that you don't want to be a kid phenom. Like, it's okay to just start at 19 and just be shitty for a while.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to be the world's biggest 20-year-old. It's a 35-year-old man's game.
It feels like it.
It's just
it feels like,
yeah.
like an older man's game.
Dude, do you ever see like stand-ups now who are like 21 and they're like telling you about shit? And you're like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I never want to hear it from them.
I don't need any life advice.
Even if they're
you.
Really funny, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
I'm like, how are you fucking cynical?
Yeah. Oh yeah, this is your hot take on that.
Your knees work. You haven't been alive long enough to ruin your credit. Like, what are you talking about?
Just looking at him like, listen.
You never had to skip a meal because you don't have any money.
Yeah.
Like, shut up.
Never had to entertain the idea of sleeping in your car for a few days while you figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, never slept at a girl's house because it's warmer than your couch.
I think my advice to like anyone pursuing a career in stand-up comedy would be just the same, like whether you're 19 or however old you are, which is just like watch as much of it as you can, write as much of it as you can, and perform as much of it as you can. There's no other secret. I mean, like you want to watch, and you want to watch as many different kinds as you can. And yeah, just like immerse yourself in it, really.
Do a bunch of different rooms.
Yeah, do a bunch of different rooms.
Do rooms that freak you out.
It's got to be your life.
Like the group of people who are like, yeah, it's got to be your life.
Like skating, before I started stand-up skating, it's all I thought about, it's all I did, that's all I watched, that's all I talked about, it's all I cared about because I loved it. And same thing with stand-up, it's pretty much all I think about. I work so I can stay here and do stand-up. Like it has to naturally feel like something you want to do. Don't ever get bitter. Don't ever be like, fuck this show. I don't want to do this show.
I hate that.
Then don't. No one's making you do it. So if it stops being fun, then check yourself because it's got to be fun.
Also, I will say one thing that's helped me infinitely in my career. Try. You always have to try.
Dude. Try. Oh, like, you get so far like, just trying.
Just try. When you're on stage, give a shit, man. Don't, like, you're going to watch other people and they're going to do that whole, like, too cool for the room.
Oh, I hate that.
Maybe this one works. Oh, you don't like the new shit? Fuck that. Remember your jokes. Go on stage. Fucking try. Fucking try to make people laugh.
I can't tell
you.
Fuck that.
Remember your jokes.
How many people that were on the come up in Portland who just like would never write new jokes and like would just like.
Got good enough. I know a million people. The road to hell is paved with them. Dudes who had a killer 5 minutes and never like.
I got good enough in Sioux Falls because I was the only comic there. And people would come up and they'd be like, hey, I think you're super funny. But I heard that joke like 3 years ago. And I'm like, why don't you fucking write a joke? Of course they wanted me to write new jokes.
Yeah. They're excited for you to write new jokes.
Yeah.
I also would say that there is no. The journey is always way more fun and satisfying than the destination. Yeah, like there's no destination. There is no level of this where you're ever gonna feel successful or like you're done, you know?
Yeah, or not so like just a fraud like, kind
of. Yeah, or like a fraud. So just like really enjoy every part of it.
Sure.
Like the reward of being a stand-up comedian is that you get to be a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, man.
There isn't it's not being nominated for an Emmy, all right? It's not doing Conan twice, all right? It's not. No.
I mean, I can tell you. Here, I'll say it. It's not being nominated for an Emmy. It's not doing Conan twice.
Right,
so I'll tell you what, I haven't done that.
It might be doing Conan once, though.
Yeah. I mean, all that shit is fun, but like, all that shit is like little.
It's over the next day.
Yeah.
It's all over the next day.
You but have to enjoy.
That's why I like this, because we get to do it every week.
Every week,
and I look forward to it every goddamn time.
It's so just really relish it. Don't get caught up. I mean, it's good. Like, I mean, be driven and like, but do and do it because you love it. But like, really, don't get caught up in what other people are getting.
Totes.
Or even what you're getting too much.
Two emails to try to get on a show. If not, you just keep it moving.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. Everybody,
until you get here, then it's like 60.
Yeah, 62 emails.
We have time for a couple more questions. Rachel Mason asks,
Young Mason.
I don't even know if we'll, Young Mason in the house. I don't even know if we'll be able to answer this fully. What is your favorite story about each of the other guys?
I sort of don't want to do that on the air.
Yeah.
I don't. It's tricky being on the spot.
I know
with
that
question.
A tough one on the spot
because I don't want to blow
yeah,
it.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with it. Like,
there's gotta be.
Come on, I know I have a couple. I just like.
Maybe we'll circle back around to that one.
Yeah,
see
okay.
if we we can think of any answers.
Because like, they're both kind of like the one I'm thinking of for you for Sean is like you kind of look like a shithead. Somebody's shoulder, and then Ian like kind of bossing up.
Yeah,
it's just like maybe not the best.
Oh no, you can tell mine. I'm proud of that moment.
Yeah, don't tell
Sean's.
Then I won't tell. Either.
I like that's your favorite story.
It's so fun. We're not doing. Yeah, we don't need to.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't even need to.
Here's
it.
Well, you know what? Just imagine what David's trying to talk about, and it's Bucker. I'll tell you that. I like this one's fun about Ian.
It's behavior unbecoming of an officer.
Yeah, for sure.
This was. Shane and Ian and I were together at this coffee shop, and this dude, just like really scary looking dude, just starts talking to Ian. He's like, "Hey, man," and it didn't seem confrontational. And then Ian's like, "Hey, what's up?" Thought he was a fan or something. And then the guy goes, "Did you fucking do that? Did you fucking do it?" And we're like, "What are you talking about?" And he's like, "I'm gonna fuck you up, dude." And he gets on the phone and he's staring. You remember this dude?
Yeah, of
staring
course.
Staring right at us, and we're all. We're big enough. We could have handled the one dude, but he was so intense. And I think Ian went up to the counter. He's like, "That guy's being kind of weird." So then we sit back down and the guy's like, "I'm going to fucking go outside. I'm going to call my people. I'm coming back." And then he goes outside, walks across the street, and we're like, "Let's go."
Yeah.
You could tell we didn't want to feel like cowards because we didn't sprint out of there. But we walked as fast as you could go without running. And we're just like, let's just go to the house and just walk.
Yeah, he was talking about, back and shooting and shit.
Oh,
like
my
that.
God. It was
Nobody
so
ever
scary.
Comes back.
No. That, but he had a screw loose. He was like, he could have been like a fucking screw
right,
shooter.
It was such a bummer. And then we just like power walked back to the house because we didn't want to run.
Oh, I got it.
Because you don't
one.
Ever want to run away.
You don't ever want to.
I can't tell my one about you either, Sean. I can't. Oh, it's too bad.
I got
Listen, I'm
one.
Not a bad guy.
Everybody
no, it's, out there.
No, you're not a bad guy in this story. You're a good guy in this story, but it's just the names. Maybe I could change the name. No, I can't. Like, this one, can I? It's in.
Which?
Involves a famous comedian.
Oh gosh.
We don't have to say who it is.
Sean is so interesting.
No? Even with the names changed to protect the innocent?
No.
All right.
Nah.
All right.
It's funny. It's funny. I'm over here sweating.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm rubbing my forehead like that.
Oh man, that's okay. We should skip that question.
We should skip that.
I'm just over here twitching, like,
Sean just short circuited.
Oh, that's gonna be so unsatisfying for the listeners.
Well, tough. I'm sorry.
Can I give a synopsis?
I'll tell all of you personally. Anytime someone asks me personally if they come out to a show.
Oh, there's an incentive.
Okay.
Come
I will,
if
I
you want to know.
You.
Yeah,
I'll you bring this up and I will tell you
there
exactly
you
what he's
Perfect.
Talking about.
Perfect.
Here's a better one. Sean, what's your arsenal of tricks on the skateboard? From Tom
man.
Ward.
Nollie backside lip slides, I'm never going to lose.
Okay.
Crooked grinds, I always have. I can still do like nollie 5-0s and switch frontside board slides pretty well. Nollie heel flips and switch heel flips. Nollie hard flips. Switch hard flip on a good day. Fakey flip
Chris
over
hard
hip.
Flip.
Chris hard flip. I got some quarter pipe tricks still in my bag. Disaster revert, Smith revert. Some back tails, back D's, and
nuts.
Yeah, back D's nuts. See, I wanted you guys to make perverted names out of all these tricks.
Yeah, no.
There's a trick called a lip slide.
We've all played Tony Hawk.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah, those are my go tos anymore.
That was awesome.
That was. okay. Real quick one. For Sean, I love how hard you rep South Dakota. This is from Daniel Harlow. What's the one thing about South Dakota that gets clowned on that you feel like you always have to defend? Like, what's the biggest?
People think that it's like all just there. They don't think there's a real city in South Dakota. And it pisses me off because there is. It's just not a big one. But there's cool shit to do in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I got to look at someone on the front.
I am fine with South Dakota. I got no problem.
I saw a picture of it recently and I was gobsmacked. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, that looks like charming.
It's quaint. And people, whenever they're like, oh, that must have sucked. And I go, don't just assume that. I like where I'm from. I left, but, you know, I like it. So, yeah, just don't assume that it sucks. It's kind of dope. And thanks for asking about South Dakota. That was nice of you.
There you go. All right. We'll wrap it up on this question because we got to get going. Charles Hahn, a.k.a. Our Boy Hanzo, says, I once ate a weed brownie and then foolishly smoked a Jibski, which I assume is a joint.
Is that Malloy emailing for?
While waiting for it to kick in and then just had to lay down for a while, have you ever accidentally gotten way too high?
Yeah, dude.
What do you mean? Like, you mean 30 minutes when I got out of the shower on the way here?
Yeah, like, what,
David
this week?
Did yesterday.
I'm usually accidentally too high most of the time.
For me, it's with alcohol more so, but like, yeah, I'll get off work and I think I need to drink half a bottle of Black Velvet before we go to a bar or show. And then by 10:30, I'm just like, well, I'm going to pass out right here in this bar, so
old
I need
lottery
to go
eyes, Sean. You just look around and you say, you know what? I got to go.
Yeah. Lottery eyes.
Just,
I love it.
One story that sticks out in particular for me was at the Riot Comedy Festival here in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
They had this soda that was called Sprig that it came in a around. Gift basket, and I did my set, and then I cracked the can and housed it. I'd had like two drinks, and then I drank this entire can of weed soda. Assuming that the serving size must be one can.
Why would it not be?
Why would it not be? Why
crazy.
Would it
like not be? Like you're just going to take the rest of the can and save it for the other time you want to get high.
You put a little cork? Fucking,
yeah.
Bring a cork with me?
You put the tinfoil on top of it like a psychopath with a rubber band? I'm trying to keep my Coke bubbles.
Isn't
like,
that fucking weird when people do that with a
I
soda
hate
can,
it.
Though?
Just for three sips. Dude, I house this LaCroix in four drinks.
I'm saying.
Like
weird
what
kid
you
at
doing?
The slumber party.
they were all weird at slumber parties.
Anyway, I drank the whole thing. And then, it started kicking a little bit. And I was like, oh, shit. And then I was outside of a venue. And, like, I was so stoned. Like, I was, if 10 is, like, flipping out, you, like, need to be alone and, like, need to be almost, like, taken care of. I was at, like, a 9.8. And I could feel myself being pushed up against the ceiling. Just like, oh, God.
10 is flipping
hold
out.
On. Hold it. And then I forget who. It might have been Dave Ross. Shout out to Dave Ross, the
it
comedian.
Was. I remember you
yeah, who
me.
Came out. And another comedian had some sort of allergic reaction to a tortilla chip. Or something like that. He was like, hey, I have an opening on my show. Do you want to do it? And I was like, I'll do it. But I need to tell you, I'm as stoned as I've ever been in my entire life. And I did the show, and it actually went really well. And then Kanane went up after me, and he was as drunk as I was high.
Wait, was that at was that the show in the green room upstairs where it was super hot?
No, this was downstairs. But or what? No, the green room was upstairs.
The green
upstairs,
room was upstairs, and there
the
was
stage.
A bunch of people in there.
Yes,
and it was hot as fuck.
Hot as fuck. And
I was in there. I didn't know that you were that high, but I remember Kyle being that drunk.
I was so high.
And it was
there
like
was a couch
shitty
on the stage.
In
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
yeah. I was up there.
Yeah, and then like had like a good set, but that was, I mean. That, and then every other time I've been to, it's been from, like, dabs, and I've just had to sit alone in a bathroom for, like,
God,
an hour at a
party.
It's
the worst feeling
oh,
in the
I know
world.
One time. I ate a whole chocolate bar a few years ago and went to go see Karen Kilgariff in San Francisco because I had met her, like, a few months before, and she was super cool, and she's so funny. And I just, like, but when I hit the street, I basically blacked out. Like, I remember waiting for the train and, like, hearing somebody yell. And then there was this dude in front of me. And it was my friend who lived around the corner. He's like, man, that's how I know you're not from here, man. You don't pay attention to shit. And I was like, I don't know. And then, like, next thing I know, I was in the basement of the Cinecave with Keith Dirty and, like, didn't know what was happening. And then I was home. I just lost. I blacked out off of weed, which is, like, lame.
And then anytime Sean smoked weed, it's been too much
Oh,
weed.
Man. I lose my mind when I smoke pot. It's like I'm the guy they make the fucking commercials for where I'm like, well, let's go to the hospital.
It's not for our guy over here.
It's not
no,
for you.
I wish,
fine.
But it's not, unfortunately.
thank you for the questions.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Was that fun? Yeah.
Thanks for giving a shit and caring and like responding. It's so tight.
I know we say it every time, but it means the world. But yeah, Dave, what are you saying?
I just really hope you guys have a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah, for real.
I hope everybody gets to their people safe. I hope you have turkey or ham. I'm going to have probably some nachos. I'm going to try to get Sean Jordan Stone.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
It's going to be a good, I hope it's good for you.
Someone with some cheese in it, man. Appreciate wherever you are and whatever you have.
Look around. Yeah. Say I love you to the people that you love. It's fantastic.
Oh, it's so easy and it means so much to do it.
And be thankful and happy.
I love the two of you.
Love the two of you.
Super producer Marissa, we love you.
What's up, girl?
Happy Thanksgiving to you. People were in the emails were shouting you out and stuff, so that was really nice. I forgot to anything coming up people should check out. For me, it's pretty much just 22nd in Portland, Revolution Hall, me, Sean Jordan.
Yeah.
Tickets are, it's getting pretty close to selling out.
That's so
dang. So cop your tickets, which is awesome. Yeah. That's gonna be crazy if it sells out. So cop your tickets. Anything coming up to pump?
I'll be in Denver next weekend. Comedy Works Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then Fort Collins on Sunday. So come out and shout All Fantasy Everything when I walk on stage.
Sample flyers.
Oh, yeah. I got nothing crazy. I think I'm like at the Laugh Factory at 8 and midnight on Friday, like Laugh Factory Long Beach and then Hollywood.
Oh, there you go.
And then, I got nothing crazy going on. I don't know.
All right. Well, there it is. Shout out to everyone on Twitter. Shout out to everyone on the AFE subreddit.
Y'all dope.
Thank you for sending us messages on Instagram and all that shit. Thank you for coming out to shows. And tune in again next week for another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
God shaklackety, each and every one.
Ooh.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.